Hey, how goes it? John DeBella Show, daily podcast time. Let's dive in together. It's Dave here and all the best stuff from this morning's show. It's Monday, August 12th.
What a weekend.
All kinds of great stuff going on, mostly outdoors. It was perfect. Unless you're our former intern, Taylor, then you're suffering this morning. It's also vinyl record day, and we dusted off the old record collection here at MGK, got a turntable in our temp studio, and surprisingly had no technical glitches. Had a lot of fun with that. Four random facts were shared, Abbey Road remasters were played, see-through trunks were discovered, and Squeeze's Glenn Tilbrook joined us for an interview. Plus, it's a Monday morning, so we rounded up the dumbest people making headlines in the crime world to thin the herd of them. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
It's 64 degrees outside right now. Have a good weekend.
Heck yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. That was a perfect weekend.
Yeah.
I wasn't inside once.
Really?
No.
Really?
I mean,
weird
to eat.
I was everywhere this weekend. I was like nonstop this weekend with the exception of Friday night. I got home Friday afternoon. I didn't get home Friday until like 5 o'clock. Right, came in, made a sandwich, sat down. Next thing I knew, it was 8:30 the next morning.
Nice.
Wow. So I was like, okay. It was a fun time. Although none of us appear to have had as good a time as Taylor.
Tequila Taylor.
Taylor. She's gone from Khaleesi to Tequila Taylor.
I saw those Instagram stories.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Did she have like two sips?
No. The girl drinks tequila. And today she's learning she went into a tequila binge on Saturday night, and that's what she looks like on Monday morning.
Did you drink
not
it all
yesterday? Monday
did
morning.
Did you drink it all yesterday?
Are you drinking more yesterday?
Yeah!
She lost her eyelashes.
Good for you.
She lost her eyelashes.
Yeah. Can't find them anywhere.
Oh, my
That's how you know
Lord.
It was a good night.
I love tequila stories. I really love tequila stories. Especially from the amateurs.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Today is National Vinyl Day, and there's a bunch of stuff. There is a massive amount of vinyl that we have set up as a gift to somebody, and all you got to do in order to get it is go to WMGK.com and register to win. All right, just go there now, because by the time the day is over with, we're going to give this big old pile of vinyl to somebody. And we've set up a turntable here in the studio where normally at a radio station, the turntable is connected to the control board,
right,
and you're able to cue it and what they do call slip cueing so that you can have it just start right up on time. No, not today.
Right?
Living that temp life.
Now that we're living in a digital age, adding a piece of analog equipment is not the easiest thing on the planet to do. So, and they've managed through the wizardry of radio, they've managed to put this as far away from the microphone as they possibly can.
Sure.
All right. So, but what I did was, Steve said to me on Friday, says, you know, I have any ideas? What do you want to play for National Record Day? I said, no, I don't. I said, you know what I'll do over the weekend? I'll go down, you know, in the basement, go to the old record storage area, and pull out an album.
Right.
So
you
I put out a few of them.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I just have tons. It is amazing how many records I could not find because I forgot. Oh, yeah. I sold all of those. All right. But, I started at A and worked my way towards Z. And the very first album that comes up, if you start at A, is Philadelphia's own The A's.
Oh, my God.
And in all honesty, I said, you know what? This would be the perfect way to start. If we're going to start start with the very first vinyl. So let me get this out of this.
Is it an aerobics album?
No.
That woman on the front?
No.
Going to get physical?
The album was Woman's Got the Power. That was the big
and
single
the
off of the...
This, I love that sound.
The floppy disk.
It's the Dyna Groove.
Never gets
it's
old.
Not the hard plastic. All right, so what I got to do, I actually have to come over here. I can't even cue this. I can't cue it at all. You know, just
check our social media for video of this, by the way.
All right, now. And,
come on, John.
Thank God it's cut it, one.
Is this the first cut of the album?
I was hoping for four.
Yeah.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The A's, Woman's Got the Power. This is the way we're starting Vinyl Record Day. I like the sound of that, huh?
Pretty good.
This is when Philadelphia was rocking its ass off. Everywhere you turned, there was another local band playing a club, making it nationally, the Hooters, the A's. Baru Review, Tommy Conwell. But now,
It's the A's.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
How you doing, Cindy?
I am doing great.
Yeah, how was your weekend? Everybody's had a wonderful week, well, except for Taylor. Taylor did not have a
wonderful week. It was wonderful until she woke up. Yeah, it was wonderful.
She's having another tequila sunrise this morning. It was a three-day tequila fest for Taylor, and for some reason, she doesn't understand why she's hungover.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah. What the hell?
I just had some wine, but I didn't get hungover at all. So.
No, well, yeah. Well, but come on, you can't compare it to.
That's true.
Yeah, she was working hard. You were hardly working.
That's true.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
But right now, to get your week on the right track, it is time for...
And now, it's time for...
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us going.
All right, powdered wigs became popular in the late 1500s because so many men were losing their hair due to syphilis.
Oh,
geez.
Never mind.
Oh, okay,
I'm gonna say me too.
I only had a touch of it. I only had a touch.
Wow.
Steve,
The movie Dirty Harry was originally going to be called Dead Right. And it was going to star old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra.
What?
Instead of Clint Eastwood.
What?
Do yeah. I feel lucky? Well, do you? Volkswagen has its own brand of sausage in Germany, and they sell more of it than cars.
I wonder if they lie sausage. About the sausage also.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Good thought.
Apple started putting the letter I before their products when Steve Jobs introduced the iMac in 1998, and it stood for five things. Internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. Of course, once you buy an I product, the I, new I word shows up called insufficient funds. And there are your...
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
We're getting into Breakfast with the Beatles. You might recall last week, I started telling you about there is a new deluxe release of Abbey Road coming. September 27th is when you'll be able to pick it up, the 50th anniversary of it. And I ran this clip of Ringo talking about what he likes about these things and what he doesn't. He went like this.
I've loved all the re-releases because of the remastering, and you can hear the drums. Usually, if anything was going to get lost, they dial down the drums in the old days. I played the Abbey Road one. I love it. I love the remasters. I mean, I get a bit fed up personally with all those, like, Take 9 or Take 3, you know, the odd takes that we didn't put out.
Right, so...
That's cool that he did the interview from a tattoo parlor also.
Yeah, he did the tattoo. I don't know what the hell that buzz is. Anyway, so he doesn't like all that extra stuff that they put on the album. Which this morning is exactly what I'm going to play because I managed to get my hands on something that is coming from the forthcoming Abbey Road 50th anniversary release. And that is the studio demo version of George Harrison's Something. So this is them. This is they've worked it out. This is the basically. All right, let's see what this sounds like.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I realize, Cindy, that we haven't done this in a while, and it is sort of late in the season, but it's time to get to. All right, once again, I ask you to go to the Facebook page.
I did.
You did? Okay. All right.
What the heck is that?
It seems that the Speedo just isn't quite revealing enough. A company called Maverick Swim just released a new men's bathing suit that's totally see-through.
Yes.
Right? And they say that you can wear something underneath it or just go bare for fun.
Somehow I really like this one.
Do you like
really?
Of course you like this one. Look at the body on the guy.
Oh yeah, he's showing off his thigh gap.
She is not paying any attention to the Speedo underneath the bathing suit.
It's definitely two different models though. If you look closely,
really?
There's a drastic difference.
Right.
Well, it does look that way. It could just be exposure.
Right. You think it's exposure?
Or temperature.
Or temperature or lack of exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Any idea what these go for?
Right. Actually, they're cheap. They're only $27.
This might be the cheapest fashion ever that we've covered.
Yeah. And they're going to sell like nothing. They're not going to sell. When they're right, I'm going to wear that damn thing.
It's in my price range for your Christmas gift.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Wait for it.
What's happening on the roadways? You know what I did? I went and I turned down the... I raised the music and
say,
shut
wow,
you off.
Cindy hopped right to it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I saw a gay porno once. I didn't know until halfway in.
102.9 MGK.
The girls never came. The girls never came!
Excuse me, the record stuck. The record stuck. The record stuck.
Yes, it is National Vinyl Record Day, and we decided today that we would be playing vinyl all morning long. And this time around, Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run.
All right.
All right. There you go. You know, the wild thing about this record is, everyone, Born to Run, oh, it was the big single off the album. It opens side two. It's the first song on side two.
I thought it opened the whole record.
No. It's the first song on side two. And unfortunately, once again, I have got to explain this to people.
Start yelling.
They decided to put the turntable as far away from the microphone as they possibly could. All right. And we have no way of cueing the record.
Right.
All right. Well, there is a way, but I'm not going to bother going through that. And I'm looking out because it is, in fact,
again,
track one.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Vinyl Record Day, we present to you the one, the only, Mr. Bruce Springsteen. By the way, Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze is going to be joining us at 7:40, and we'll play his music digitally.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook will be together for the Squeeze Songbook on Friday at the Excite Center. And Glenn is on the phone. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm doing well. Steve from our show here brought up an interesting question the other day, which is, you know, normally when a band breaks up, anyone who's like the lead performer goes a separate way with everybody else. But you and Chris stayed together, and the rest of the band disappeared. How'd that all come about?
I guess at the time that we split up first in 82, you know, we'd done five albums, and we'd done a lot of touring, and, you know, I was 25 by the time we split up first time, and I just felt really tired. It was like getting on a roundabout.
Uh-huh.
On a carousel that just never stops spinning around, and by the end of it, you don't know which way you're facing or which way to turn. I don't mean to be melodramatic about that.
Uh-huh. Sure, no, but it's understandable.
But we were just tired, I think, so we just went our own ways. But Chris and I wanted to stay together, so we did.
I think when you guys first came out as Difford and Tilbrook, I have recordings of you guys being on my show playing, because I needed an explanation to what was Lino. Right, so it's Goodbye Girl, right? And right? And I'm going like, what the hell is lino? And it's linoleum, you know, you put it on the floor, the lino. So
that's right. That you know, so many people thought it was a drug reference. Only
right. What was the second album, East Side Story?
No, that was our fourth album.
That was the fourth album.
Please, we had Poof Cats and Argy Bargy before that.
And I'm not sure if it was one of you guys who told us this story or it came from somewhere else, that when the band was first starting, there was so much attention on the East Coast and the rest of the country you were still trying to break into, the album became titled East Side Story because it was the East Side of America that knew all about you guys.
Yeah, that was pretty much the case. The East Side of America was definitely where we broke and where I think we had our most interested fans. You know, we did well all over the country, but, you know, where it started for us was definitely the East Coast.
What was the British reaction to Squeeze? Because there was so many times, and I heard it from so many rock stars over the years, they come to America, and they are these massive acts, and then at home, it's just like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, he's in rock band, or he could be a car mechanic, right?
We had a bit of that. You know, our success was very up and down in the UK initially, and like it has everywhere, our success has been slow brewing, and so it's weird that in the UK now we sell more tickets than we ever have done. That's you know, we're getting kids in, and I've noticed that here too when we tour. You know, we're getting all sorts of ages coming in, and I guess it's because music is available in so many different ways now. Kids can discover us for themselves, and that's a strange and wonderful thing.
How many of these songs, because there's always these great stories that are going on in these songs, Did these things happen? Was someone left, laying in bed with nothing more than black coffee? Was she really the goodbye girl? It seems like women have caused some major problems for Chris.
I think he's had his share of problems down the years, but he's always found a way out of those situations and got something from them. And I guess that writing is a gift for where you can translate your life into something worthwhile.
If you weren't doing this, what would you have ended up doing?
I probably would have been a welder. That's what the family occupation was. Luckily, I'm not a welder.
The Squeeze Songbook is happening on Friday at Parks Casino, the Excite Center, to be exact. This show is sold out, so, Glenn, I can't thank you enough for even placing the phone call. You didn't need to do this, but you did it anyway, and we do appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Gimme Shelter is the event that we're doing with the Habitat for Humanity. You know what? I've got questions about this thing. Can we get somebody from Habitat for Humanity to come in and explain what the Restore is all about? I'm not sure I understand how I keep telling people about the Restore.
Right.
I don't even know how it works.
I will try to do that.
Okay. All right.
Clear things up for you,
get
John.
Somebody in here because we'll be at the Restore this coming Saturday from 11 to 3, and we're asking you to drop off. Maybe you got some tools you don't know. I'm up to two things now. I've got a miter saw that I'm bringing in.
Oh, nice.
I've got a hand drill. Oh, and I got a soldering iron.
Three things.
All right,
nice.
Three things. Right. Along with I'm going around the house and I'm like, I don't need this.
I've got a pitchfork that I don't need.
That's my pitchfork, you bastard.
Oh.
Bring it back.
I will never lend you, buddy.
I will never lend you a tool again. All right, it's had it for over a year. Saturday, we will, without the pitchfork, be at the Restore on Washington Avenue. And whatever it is you might have, maybe you got some lumber left over from some job that you did, right? Bring that on down, all right? All the information you need is at WMGK.com, keyword shelter. But we'll find out all about the Restore as soon as Steve gets somebody in.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Send the herd.
I have found two of the most despicable people on the planet, and this is only the first one. All right? This woman is truly a bad human being. On Tuesday night, last Tuesday night, 59-year-old guy named Robert Corby was at a 7-Eleven in Longmont, Colorado, and he had a seizure. A 30-year-old woman there named Melody Mellon, was at the store. She immediately jumped into action. Not to help Robert. No, she took his medical emergency as an opportunity to steal his dog.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Where's John Wick?
All right. Sadly, Robert died from the seizure. Police caught up with Melody on Thursday, thanks to a tip, and they found her in a stolen truck. She was arrested for stealing the dog, also for stealing the truck, and outstanding warrants for assaulting a police officer, resisting arrest, auto theft, failure to appear on a felony drug charge, and more.
What a peach.
All right. The cops found the dog, though, and they reunited him with Robert's family.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
All right. Over the past few weeks, there's been a man and a woman breaking into a grocery store in Trussville, Alabama.
All right.
They only took two things, toilet paper and paper towels. Well, the cops
were freaks.
Yes, the cops were ready for them last Tuesday. The couple broke in for a third time, and they wound up in a high-speed chase. Once again, over toilet paper. Cops caught them. Turns out the guy, 50-year-old man named Ira Glover, he was stealing the toilet paper because he owns a janitorial company. He was looking for some free inventory. He's actually on probation currently for stealing toilet paper from a different place.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's
fetish.
It?
Yeah, that's it.
Over to you, Dave.
Two people broke into a house in Mayetta, Kansas on Friday night, and the cops showed up. The two people scrammed, but the police caught up with one of them, 25-year-old Chelsea Ray, pretty quickly. It took him longer to get to 30-year-old Eric Fernandez because it turns out he had a plan to hide.
Mm-hmm.
He covered himself in mud from head to toe.
How Rambo.
Yeah, right, and hid in a creek. Very Rambo. But because he was hiding from the cops and not in the movie Rambo. The plan didn't work. Cops found him the next afternoon. They were kind enough to take a photo of him for the masses, which we will post later today. Both Eric and Chelsea are facing charges of burglary, trespassing, and obstruction.
In the herd.
Lastly this morning, I'm not sure how many more millennial cliches can get packed into one story, but listen to this one. There's a 23-year-old woman named Kate LaMuff. Right? She's from Los Angeles, and she runs a very glamorous Instagram account where she shows modeling pictures of herself, bikini pictures of herself, and lots of shots of her traveling all around the world. Well, last week she was in Palinas, Florida, and I guess she decided to do what Floridians do when they're in Florida, and that is, you know, a dumb crime, right? She took a Lyft to an Exxon gas station and stole a $43 Juul vaping device.
Yes.
And then she tried to get back in the Lyft, but the driver figured out what she was up to, so she refused to be the getaway car. So Kate ordered an Uber instead. But the cops got to the scene quickly and found her inside the Uber van next to the gas station, and she was arrested for a retail theft. And to add to the millennial cliches, we have an aspiring Instagram model who stole a vape pen, tried to get away in both a Lyft and an Uber, right? And, right, if she had been drinking some sort of green juice and said, "What's a newspaper?" it definitely would have iced the cake.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
It is, in fact, National Vinyl Record Day, and you could go to WMGK.com and enter to win a whole pile of vinyl brand spanking new. It could all be yours. We'll be celebrating all day long. But today, in our turntable, it's on the other side of the room. Right, this time around, I got some Led Zeppelin set up in Led Zeppelin 2. Right, but now, there's this thing in radio. It's called cueing the record. But unfortunately, because our board is digital and the turntable is analog, they really don't talk to each other. So I have no way of really cueing that correctly. But I have given it a try. So I should be able to come over here, and when I hit that button, Ramble On should start without wowing up. What do you think? You think I'm going to get a wow or not?
It's your first test, because the other two were the first track on the record today.
This one's right in the middle. So
I think you
can. I think it's like riding a bike.
I'm with you, John.
It's not like I did it.
Well, that's true.
Can Steve cue a record? That should be a game we should play.
Steve comes over to cue a record, right? He grabs the tone arm by the tone arm, not by the little handle that was there.
Didn't even see the handle, by the way.
All right, here we go. Will it wow? Here we go. One, two.
A little bit of a wow.
A little bit
very
of a wow.
Small. I like
a little
bit. Yeah. Little character.
I think it was more like dirty record wow.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.